And our last word in business this morning is jubilation. Hundreds of thousands of Britons gathered outside Buckingham Palace last night for the Diamond Jubilee concert celebrating the Queen's 60-year reign. The evening offered a break from Britain's bad economic news and another opportunity to rebrand positively the royal family.
And to that end, it could be called a triumph. Performers, including Paul McCartney and Elton John, sang songs from each decade of the Queen's reign, and a spectacular light show turned the palace into a vision of the country itself.
Laser projectors beamed images onto the palace of red brick row houses with a bus passing by.
Prince Charles gave a tribute to Mummy and noted that his father, Prince Philip, could not attend because he was ill.
Ladies and gentlemen, if we shout loud enough, he might just hear us in hospital.
And the prince was drowned out by this response. Then he kissed Her Majesty's hand and proposed three cheers.
Hip, hip. Hip, hip. Hip, hip.
And the band Madness played their famous 80s hit, Our House, from the roof of the palace.
Our house. In the middle of our streets, our house. In the middle of our house. In the middle of our streets.
The royal family concludes 4 days of celebrations today. No fireworks expected. That's the business news on Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm David Green.
Mother's tired, she needs a rest. The kids are playing up downstairs. And sister's sighing in her sleep. Brother's got a date to keep. He can't hang around.